In 1 Peter 5:7, the Word of God says to cast all your cares upon Jesus because He cares for you. Have you ever had a time, maybe you're in school and you kind of have a bad day, or maybe you're scared about something, maybe you didn't do very well on your quiz, and you're a little bit nervous about coming home? You ever have a time when you're kind of worried about something, and you're a little nervous, a little afraid, a little anticipation, and it's not very pleasant? That's what He's talking about. When that happens, those are your cares. Adults get the same thing, but of a different sort. They're not worried about their grades. Thank God those days are over. But they're worried about other things, like maybe having enough money to pay the bills, or a type of job or something going on at work, and they have a deadline or something. And so they get worried, and they may get nervous. Or maybe you've had problems with your friends. Maybe you're losing a friend and you feel bad. Or you're fighting with a friend and you're unhappy about this. When that comes, the Word of God says to literally place that on Jesus. That's what that word cast means. It means place it on Him. It's like putting something on a table. You place it on Him. And the reason why you do that is because He cares for you. He cares about you. Literally, that's what that means. He cares about you. Christ cares about you. Which is pretty good because He's on the throne of heaven. He's the one who made everything, and He's the one who has all power, and He cares about you. He's very intimately concerned. The Bible says He's constantly gazing at you. Constantly thinking about you. He cares about you. When you have troubles, when you have problems, when you have fears, when you're worried about something, put it on Him. Now, that's a little bit hard to understand sometimes. What do you mean, put it on Him? I can understand putting something on the table. The table's right there. How do I put something on Jesus? It's like this. Say that something goes wrong. And you go to your dad. And you say to your dad, you know, this is what happened. And maybe it's like something went wrong with a teacher at school. And you go to your dad and say, Dad, my teacher said this and they think this and it's not really true. Have you ever had that happen? The teacher thinks something is true about you and it's not. And maybe you're in a little bit of trouble because of it, but you didn't do it. And you go to your dad and you tell him all about it and you give him all the details and you tell him who's involved and what's happening. And then your dad says, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. That's what it's talking about. And when your dad says, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it, you stop worrying about it. You get that feeling of relief. Okay, I don't have to worry about it. Everything's going to be fine. I'll be okay. Nothing's going to happen that's bad. I'll be fine. And you can relax. You get this relief. And you can enjoy yourself again. That's what God is saying. When you have a problem, when you're afraid of something, when something goes wrong, tell me about it. And I'll take care of it. Sometimes we think with God, it's like, okay, He will help me. And some people will say, oh, that means He will help me. No, it doesn't mean that He'll help you. That still has you doing it and He kind of gives you a hand. No, it means you sit down, relax, I'll do it. And you don't have to worry about it. When mom says, I'm making dinner, does that mean you go make dinner? No, mom says, I'm making dinner. And then she calls you to dinner. Maybe sometimes she like if you helped her, but then she'll tell you, hey, can you help me with something? And God will tell us sometimes when He wants us to be involved also. But here what He's saying is, I'll take care of it if it's a problem for you. If you're afraid of something, don't be afraid. I've got it. If you're worried about something, relax. It's taken care of. And issues going on at school, He says, don't worry about it. I'll solve it for you. That's how God works. That's what He wants us to be confident of with Him. That whatever it is, He takes care of it. If you're afraid of something, don't be. He's taking care of it. It's always like that. It'll be like that when you're young. It'll be like that when you're an adult. It'll be like that when you're really old. To God, you're always young. Because He's eternally old. So to God, you're always young. So you don't have to be afraid to come to Him with a problem. Because He says, I'm the solution to your problem. I want you to remember that. God is the solution to whatever problem you may have. And sometimes you may say, but I can't see God. That's okay. He can see you. Have you ever been somewhere? Maybe you're playing hide and seek. You can see somebody, but they can't see you. It's like that. He's there, but you just can't see Him. Doesn't mean He's not there. He can see you. And He knows what's going on. And by the way, He can see everything else too. And He really knows what's going on. The Bible says that at times when I'm worried or afraid, that I'm to come to Jesus because what He has for me is very easy and He gives me rest. And then He says, learn from me. And this is in Matthew 11 in verse 28 and 29. He says, learn from me. Because what I put on you is very easy, and what I ask you to do is very light. You can learn from me. Why do I want to learn from God? Well, if you're going to learn from somebody, then it's really best to learn from the one who really knows everything. And also because when I learn from God, I get to learn what He thinks. Tell me something. Who can figure things out better, a person or God? Well, God, of course, a person doesn't know everything. God does. When you learn from God, you start to know what God thinks. You know, you can know what God thinks. That's what the Bible's all about. The Bible tells you what God thinks. And so you want to know what God thinks. And when you know what God thinks, you can relax. Because one of the things He tells you is, He takes care of everything. And sometimes He even tells you how He's going to do it. If you know what God thinks, you'll be very confident in God and what He can do for you. Because He can do absolutely everything for you. The Bible says in Ephesians 3:20 that He'll go above and beyond anything you can ask or think. Maybe you have school issues. Come to God with it. He can help you far more than you think He can. Maybe you have issues with friends. Go to God with it. He can help you far more than you think He can. Later on in life, when you're on a job or you're thinking about a relationship, go to God with it because He can provide better for you far more than you think He can. You always go to God with it. One of the great things that I like about the Queen of England is that she says that she always goes to God with her problems. She's a Christian, by the way. A very good Christian, a beautiful Christian. She always goes to God with her problems. She always asks God for solutions. Why? Because, I mean, come on, think about it, really. You're the queen of a very powerful country. You don't know everything. You want to make the right decisions. You want to help the people in your country. But how do you know? Well, you go to the one who does know. And you ask them. And the amazing thing is, they tell you. God will tell you. God will make sure you know the answer. You may not always hear His voice for the answer. Sometimes you will. But you'll know. One of the things about pastors is often people come to pastors and they ask them for answers for their personal lives. I and a lot of other pastors have that happening to them. And it's not that uncommon. And that's normal. That's part of what a pastor does. But frankly, somebody comes to me about their personal life, I don't know the answer. I'm just a person. But I'll tell you something. God does know the answer, and I've learned that every time I ask God to show me the answer to that person's question or problem or what have you, by the end of the conversation, I know exactly what is necessary. And it's nothing weird. Everybody can have that. Everybody's supposed to have that. And that's what God is saying here. You come to me, and I'll provide you the answers. I'll provide you the solutions. I'll provide you the guidance. I'll provide you the wisdom. But you gotta come to me. Because God's a gentleman. He won't force anything on you. But He wants to give you absolutely everything, including everything you need to know. You understand? Okay, good. That's it for today.